Our next storyteller first came out to Stories Around the Fire too with his family. And I'm sure his kids are the same age as they were back then. I remember one year near the end of Stories Around the Fire, and some young man came up to me and said, yeah, I used to love coming to this when I was a kid. And said, oh, yeah, what are you doing now? Oh, I'm in grad school. I just said, I hate you right now. Anyway, Tim Crowley is going to come up next, and he's provided some great stories with us through the years. So please welcome Tim Crowley.
It's been almost 2 years since I last told a story here, so I really want to thank you, Kirk and Rocky, for letting me know about this so I can be here at this last dance, this last chapter of Slolio. You know, the first time that I ever saw Kirk was I was sitting on a bale of hay. And that was back in 1995, back when my kids were still kids, back at our first Live Oak. And you never forget your first time. I remember the music. I mean, I saw Greg Brown and Peter Rowan, but there's more than music at Live Oak. There's all kinds of cool activities, like this kids area with all kinds of cool, chaotic, crafty things to do. And nearby, they have this little makeshift stage with hay bale seating and a schedule about when there's going to be a storyteller. And I thought, I'm going to take my kids to see that. They'd been to stories before at the library, but I sensed that this would be different because this time it would be outside, and there was nothing better than listening to a story outside. So we were waiting there on our hay bales, and suddenly there was this tall, rangy dude in a straw hat that stood up, and he started telling stories. And now, I don't really remember what stories he told us, Kirk, but in my defense, I was distracted by my kids. I was watching them watch and listen to you, watching them get carried away by the stories. And around that same time, that same period of time, back in the 90s, I kept hearing about this guy telling stories around a fire at the beach up in Cayucas. And I thought, we gotta go check that out, because there is nothing better than listening to a story outside around a fire. And we went to check it out, and there you were again. And we listened to stories as the sun went down, and it got dark, and I remember watching the firelight reflected in my kids' eyes. And whenever I'd go up there to listen to you, I always sneak away into the night, and I'd turn around and look back at that little tribe of people clustered around in that little island of light surrounded by darkness, telling us stories like people have been doing since we've been people. And I wasn't all that surprised about 15 years later when I showed up my first time here at Slolio to see that was you running everything. I wasn't surprised, but I was a little startled because I felt like I was stalking you through time. But I stuck around for two and a half years. I told maybe 25 stories, and I learned something from every one of them. I think it was Socrates that said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And you cannot write 25 stories about yourself without learning about yourself. And more than a few times, I'd be working on one of my stories, and all of a sudden I'd get hit by this revelation, this epiphany, and I'd think, shit, that's why I'm that way. And I've learned a lot from all of you storytellers, too. I've learned a lot about you, too, from that. And sometimes something will happen in my life, and just out of nowhere, some image from one of your stories will come perking up. And even now, sometimes when I'm driving past Santa Rosa Park and I see those medieval reenactors or those Cal Poly students playing frisbee football, I'll flash on Helicopter Henry running across that grass with his lacrosse sticks, asking people if they want to throw. 24 years ago, you told me that we all have a story that only we can tell, Kirk. And I listened to you, and I told, and I learned. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm going to miss Slolio like so many other people are. But Someday, when I hear about some dude paddling around on a stand-up paddleboard telling stories around the bay, and I go check it out, I am not going to be the least bit surprised when I find out it's you. Thank you, Kirk.
Embarrassment of riches. Thanks, Tim.